myself to the head of the Shleshim Yen Kedem Achak. Gun said it's off on Purim, some say after Purim, but the whole Shin, we're there. So we've got to go into the halachas of Pesach. And like everything else, we think we know it all. Of when you start looking again into the halachas and look into Metzius and how things are, it's in the Osach Kedushim, Vinishvi. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Osach Yoram, Yidin Ki Pesach. And every year there's new, the new Nayazachim. Bevis Hilchus B'dikas Chometz, or could learn a bit later about the few points about B'dikas Chometz, which I think need mentioning now. Because now is this man where people, especially Bochim and Yeshiva, or people got daughters in Sems, so they use rooms, cupboards, drawers all year round for their chumats. And they leave them, they leave those places before, when they go away, get to Rekia, come from where it's all, come here, and they're leaving their rooms where they've used chumats. And those rooms have got a chiyuv b'dikas chometz. Pashtus, a chiyuv b'dikas chometz. So, there are very few people, I think, very few bochim or talmidei of Sems who think about the chiyuv b'dikas chometz. If you leave your place, of your dwelling place, within 30 days of Pesach, that's from Purim, if people come here, Hashem, what are you going to do? How are you going to be Dikas Chometz there? Machna Shliach, Sagamtsa Geschäft. So, Bemis, people who still got children in Eretz Yisrael, or wherever they are in America, other places, and they're going to leave there before, and they're going to have a Chiyuv B'dikas Chometz, we'll have to remind them that they've got a Chiyuv B'dikas Chometz, B'nei, in the night before they leave. And those are pashtus, the Achiyuv B'dikas Chometz. Even if a person leaves the house and nobody's going to move in there, so there's a Achiyuv B'dikas Chometz. If a goy is going to move in there, then there's a machloikas, whether there's a Achiyuv B'dikas Chometz or not. But if nobody's going to move in, even though it belongs to a goy, it's the Achiyuv B'dikas Chometz. So one has to have that in mind. Places that are left, and you're not going to be there, but even if it's a flat you've moved out of, and nobody else is moving in, I feel a goy owns it, and it's kenzan, a goy is going to move in, but till a goy moves in, pashtus is the chiyuv b'dikas chometz. That's an end of Siman Tov Lamed Vov. You want to remind out in the last couple of sifim in Tov Lamed Vov. According to Wissen, there's a shayla. According to Wissen, a shayla, the halacha of b'dikas chometz. Bichlal, Shet and Mishabura brings that whatever you do from Purim onwards, you got to make sure, whatever you do with Chometz, you got to make sure that you're not going to leave a situation where Chometz can get stuck somewhere or can get involved somewhere where you're going to have difficulties later on of being mevayeh the Chometz. So one has to have Halten Kop. Yes, Kimta Pesach. So the Halten Kop. Yeah, Mishabura says it at the end, if you want to know where it is, it's the last words of the Mishabura in Tov Lamed Vov. He says, Kosva achoinim kol shleishim yoim tzorich la'ayin b'chol dov sh'oise. The person has to take care, whatever he does, shlo yishore b'y chumetz b'yifen shlo yuchal lahasirei b'nokal. He shouldn't leave chumetz in a situation where it's not going to be easy to get rid of it. So, what a halten kop. Just like to mention another point of B'dikas Chometz. The mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz is for a person to do B'dika on his Dira, which he used with his Chometz. So, what some people do, I'm going away for Pesach, so I'll sell my whole house, and I'll go to my parents in-law, and I'll give them a 10p, and then be kind of the rooms I'm using, and I'll do Bdikas Chumas Zaten. Carries on the rest of Bdikas Chumas. So first of all, there's no inyan to be kind of somebody's dira in order to be kind of mitzvah of Bdikas Chumas. So Zutkim Moshe Fanshan Zechon Yerucha, Shet Nigus Moshe, he says, Nishor Zahazach. The Allah to bring yourself to Chiv. So Allah has a Chiv, it's Nishka Chiv. And Rav Rosen Zechon Yerucha Zogt, that even if you do that, oh, it's not your Chumas. You've not been a schayv chumas. It's not your place. So you've used the place for chumas. Bishlam attack if you move in a few days before Pesach and you bring chumas there and you attack use it for chumas and it's your chumas or be given to you to use. Right? Kinzan no chlama. But it's practically speaking, it's highly unlikely that's going to happen. Normally, you come to house a few days before Pesach. Your parents are not exactly going to be happy for you to use it with chumas. They've been cleaned out and gone some ice. So those are derech. You've got to do bdikas chumas in your rooms, in your house where you've lived all year, and you use chumas. On the other hand, you want yuzukt to be making on the shibud from bdikas chumas. So there's a way to do it. The way to do it is in your own house. You can sell the whole house except for one mukam. Take an easy place, like a hallway or somewhere it's easy, and make sure you write in the shtar that room is excluded from the mechira, so you got to chiyav b'dikas chometz. So the night before you leave, you do b'dikas chometz in that area which is not sold. You got to do b'dikas chometz with a candle and with or at a torch, some chatzilah candle, at least for chilek of the b'dika, and put down the piece of chumetz. If you've got that minute, we'll come to that in a minute. And without a brocha, though, kedushak and brocha, because it's not the ikka mitzvah. The ikka mitzvah is leil b'dikas chumetz. The takonas chazal was leil b'dikas chumetz. At least you got a chiv of bir chumetz. So you do b'dikas chumetz on a za area which you don't include in the mechira. Now zayin d'avzayin. So therefore, if you do mechira's chumetz, you just sign your name. You got to do mechira's chumetz where you can be mefaret and mefarish expressly write which room or which area you're not including in the sale, so that in that area you'll do b'dikas chumetz to be yetsi chiv. Bemis, that's also well known, Mishavrua, Nachnozun Azachavdim, Mishavrua, in Sharatzi, in the end of Tuflam Beis. Mishavrua brings in Sharatzi like this. He states that in Mechaber state, that the Mechaber steht in Simen to Flamed Gimel at the end. Steht HaMechaber Chedrei Yud Gimel Nissen. If you sweep out your room on Yud Gimel Nissen, and you Mechaber to be by the Chometz Ulevaroi, and you was careful not to bring any more Chometz into it, after Pekin, you got to do B'dikah Leli Dalad. Zogt Rimo, V'chol Odom Tzorich L'chabed Chador. The Mechaber just says if you did sweep out the rooms. Over the Mechaber, the Rambam says, adds, every person's got to, one should sweep out one's rooms before doing Bedikah. And that includes Hakisim, the pockets, Ebotayad, Shelbogodim, pockets, so all the kinds of pockets and clothes, Shenosim, Behem, Nepomim, Chometz, Srichim, Bedikah. You've got to be Bedikah. So Agav, that's also Bema Sangrisim Aloha, the pockets. People forget about the pockets. Sachmul, it's late by the time you remember it, so yeah. Has to remember, people have clothes with pockets. That's the first fact, Navdenkem. And the second fact is that people put chumets in their pockets. And if you think you don't, like the famous story happened in Yerushalayim, somebody wasn't Bodik, he got Shabbos Zikr. So he says, no, put chumas in his pockets. And in mitten Pesach, he found a shekel mazonos in his pocket. He took a shekel cake and put it in his pocket and he forgot about it. So it's kim Pesach, we're not a shekel chumas. So pockets need cleaning. Pockets, turnips, all kinds of things. You've got to, and you want to clean it. It's not good enough. You just send them to the cleaners. So that's not called cleaning out. You've got to turn your pockets inside out and clean them in all of the corners. Yeah, but when you, if you do that properly, you start to find out what's slit in our pocket. That's is, and how it's sewn together, and how there's little corners, and how that, and they're all full of crumbs. So you've got to brush them out, and the best thing is to do it, it's good weather, let's do it outside in the garden, it's the best zach. And brush them out with a brush. Push the brush is better than any other fancy shtiklech. And brush them out. Then you want to send to cleaners. You've got to get rid of the things in the pockets. If you don't want to do it, that if you don't want to, yeah, can I know people who've got mishpochos, mubrochos, who've got a lot of children, and a lot of children is a lot of pockets, and a lot of pockets, a lot of work. There's eitzah. If you find this eitzah practical, to stitch up all the pockets, stitch them all up. Yeah, if and so that's like it's nevad. It's not accessible. It's not accessible. You just put them in a bedika. You put your best thing like you put those clothes away. Usually you've got Shabbos clothes for Yom Tov, so you don't need most of the clothes. So you put them away in the cupboards, including the mechira is noch besser. Or you put them away. I got Shabbos clothes. Cholamoy daf gedanken. There's a chiyuv to wear big the Shabbos. Cholamoy doch. Let's get rein in being mechaber samoyed. A person's not mechaber samoyed. A person's mechaler samoyed is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's mechaler sam bechlal zeh is shaken batznur dalton. That includes not wearing Shabbos clothes on cholamoy. So that's from cholamoy clothes. If you work it out, the fiddush shulchan aruch came to say a person's going to have weekday clothes, set of weekday clothes, cholamoy clothes which are better than weekday clothes, Shabbos clothes which are better than cholamoy clothes, and yontov clothes which are better than Shabbos clothes. So you need four sets of begodim. I came to say. Oh, but that's the nature. So people, children's pockets especially, children's pockets have a minute to have holes in them. And chumetz drops down from those holes into the lining. So bemes, that's also as if it's not there. It's not accessible. So you're not mechuyev to undo the stitches of the linings and get rid of all the chumetz. That's awkward already. The same thing bemes with easy chairs, couches, that kind of thing, armchairs, where right down somewhere, Angus, sorry, it's open up biscuits, you're not going to go looking for it. That's like never, it's not there, it's not, it's over the middle of the oh, but what you can get to, what's easy accessible, you got to take a beam of air. So on this halacha, which shtit in mechaba, in Tuf Lamed Gimel, or the Ramos says, one should sweep out one's house before doing bedika. Of them zukta mishabura in Sharat Zion in Sifkot Nud Beis at the end of Tuf Lamed Beis. So he says in the Pesachet Shuva, Hevi b'shem Emek Halocha. He brings from Sefer Emek Halocha. The Kayoim nowadays shaminig lechabed unanakis habayis mikol chashash chometz. The minig is to clean the house out of any chashash chometz koydim leil yudalad. Before the night of Bedikas Chometz, so it becomes like a mukum she'ein machnisim b'chometz. If the mukum she'ein machnisim b'chometz, eshed is no chiv, bedika at all. Meila mechabed zayin to sweep out. You got to sweep. But once you swept out and you cleaned it out, we do more than sweeping. We clean out the houses properly. So meila ken zayin, there's no chiv bedika anymore when it comes to leil Bedikas Chometz. So you're going to come do Bedikas Chometz, what are you making a bruch on? Again, this is not the kasha, which people say, if you don't find Chometz, the no Chometz will be found, that's just a bruch levatola. That's not the kasha, that's not the point. The point, that's not richtig, because the maisa chi bedika, because you might find Chometz. But if the mukim which you should clean that from Chometz, and there is no Chometz there, but Messias, it's as if you don't Bedikas Chometz. Unless you haven't done the Ketakon also in the right time, and I was thinking, oh, the Messias is no Chometz there, so Asher is Potter from Bedikas Chometz. Zok to Mishra brings here from the Pesach Tshuva. No, it's not the Pesach Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch. This is in Erchaim. The Sefer called Pesach Tshuva. Is Yesh Leminig Zay Yisoid Medina. This Minig, which he brings here, to put down Shikl Chumetz, or Apikabola, 10 pieces of Chumetz, to put down these 10 pieces of Chumetz, is, it's got a Yisod Medina, because that way, at least, you put Chumetz in these places. It's a Mokoyim, Shemach Nisim Ber Chumetz. So therefore, there's a Chibedika. Fashteitzach, it only helps if the person who puts down the piece of Chumetz is not the person who does Bedikas Chumetz. Because the person does Bedikas Chumetz, if he knows where he's put down the Chumetz, so he's not... Well, what's a Bedikas Chumetz? You know where it is. It's not Shach, it's a Bedik and something where you know where it is. Maybe somebody else should put down the 10 Shikla Chumetz, and the person's Bedik doesn't know where they are. And he goes searching for them. So that's a Bedikas Chumetz. So Kim Toys, Dr. Mishrua, B'Shem the Pesach Tshuva, who brings the Eimek Halacha, as Sai Asata Yisad, Choshtitza Pikabola, because other, if you don't, maybe the whole mukim is putter, and you can't make a bracha on bdikas chometz. What's the yisad? Because you cleaned it out. Cleaned out chometz. Is there a chilek between a yid cleaned out the house or goy cleaned out the house or not? People get their cleaning ladies to clean out the house. Yeah, they leave them to it. Yeah. Is that clean enough? Can you rely on that? That you don't need to do bdikas chometz and samuk shem machnisim bechometz and therefore sash chashash bruch levatola and therefore you got to put on the bsis of chometz to do sinim. Bishlem for yid, clean it out. Yid, no, you cleaned it. When you clean it, you looked, you searched, you checked. To me, it blight gornished. Bagoy, ashenished. So if you look in the Shari Tshuva, then Tov Lamed Gimel, Shari Tshuva says, the same thing as what the Shari Tzion says in Tov Lamed Beis, says the Shari Tshuva in Tov Lamed Gimel, the reason why people are makil to in Bedikas Chometz, they just do it very superficially, B'li Chippus Heitev B'chorin Estokin, without looking carefully in the nooks and crannies, every house is cleaned out thoroughly. Then he adds, "Vafilu roichtzin umenakrim al ide eni Yehudi." Even if you clean the house out using a goy, mistabur dinemonim. It's mistabur they believed to say there's nothing left there. Dan the kiyusa kopti, goy mamakpid on things being clean. If they're given a job to do, they won't make themselves a bad name of having done a bad job if you find anything after them. So Shari Tshuva says Mufurish, you can rely on a goy. Why? Because goyim are makpid on the keys. I think if you made a census and ask people who've got goyish cleaners whether you can rely on a goy, yeah, it's not so pushed. Yeah, stackers do a zagamorosh det akum and akusa kopti. Of a mazit bimsis, I mean, I can tell you from experience, you can go, I feel in the big factories and all the kapudas and all the standards they've got to satisfy, and it's not clean. And they say it's clean, it's not clean. It's not clean. Dozens and dozens of times. Anybody who's checked out after a goy's cleaning will know as is nish clean, even though they follow the protocol and al state and tick off all the boxes. It's nisht. Yeah, was a teretz. The teretz is shit akum and a kukak and a kusikopter. Hanty goyim are not akum. Now this steht in the Shulchanoruch, yeah, steht like over Stam Yain, that why Stam Yain nowadays is Mutter Behanoa, because the Akum Shebeinenu, Shebezman Azeh, are not Richter Goy David Azorah. The Richter Goy David Azorah, they don't miss a treat, else is Pinklach. Oh, but Momishka Richter Goy David Azorah. Memela, the Stam Yain is mutter b'hanoah. So in the high tamer, mamish can goy, so they're not malakved on the kias. Meila is nishazay. Asachmulazay. The same thing state as milse David in gluya la meshakri inshi. Something which everybody's going to be found out later on that he told a lie. A person doesn't tell a lie. That's a chazuka. As milse David in gluya la meshakri inshi la gemara. I see, do say Sheka. This is Yashkol. I tell you, Mises, Shengzuk Mises. It has this Nishkaninchi. Take Lem Shakrinchi, it's Nishkaninchi. I was on the Caesar, this is by the Amos. So, Ichar Zung, Dachsich Mis Dom Achlikas. This Shari Chuva, who brings the Charles Chuva, Sokhidushi Marish, that can rely on the Goy, And this Pisa Tshuva B'Shem, the Emek Halochum says that if you cleaned out the house from Erech Shash Chometz, you haven't got a Chiyuv Bedika. I do not agree. If you look in Hayin Baruch Hashem, we've got this story. So I looked up this Sefer Emek Halocha, and his Yesod, it's interesting, we look up the Makor, his Yesod is a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Abnois sachazuka abnois Yisrael." When it's superflow, they are bait kois begumais. They don't just sweep. They're talking about sweeping the streets of Yerushalayim to make sure there's no shotsim there for tumah v'tahara v'karbonos. So shteta chazuka abnois Yisrael. That's the lotion. Chazuka abnois Yisrael. Look at the Gemara that shein mechabdois ubait kois. That they sweep and the baitik. In all the gumois, in all the crevices, all the lechalech, in the street, on the pavement. So, there's nothing left. So, Kim Tois is a chazok of a bnois Yisrael. Bnois Yisrael, a mechabdo is a boit kois. Aba goita, lezok, mechateisa. So, Mimela, so nishta zelda vi, what's Shari Shuva says? Shari Shuva says you can rely on the goy because the goy is marked on the kias and they don't get a bad name. So, Sachazuka will do the job properly. Oh, but he doesn't say that. He says this to the Shots of Gomorrah. And the Gomorrah tells us that Chazuka b'nois Yisrael, the Chabdo is a boid kois. What's that boid kois where? In the Gomorrah, state in the Gomorrah. Because there's one thing sweeping a floor and there's one thing searching the lacha on the floor of the streets. There's grooves, there's holes there. Chums can get stuck there, or shayas can get stuck there. So that's only b'nois Yisrael. Is kimtois by b'dikas chometz? What's b'dikas chometz? You've got to look everywhere. You've got to look in the gumas oichet. So you've got to look in the gumas, and the chazok is only on b'nois Yisrael. They are b'chabdois u'boid kois, and when they sweep the floor, they check the gumas. Oh, aber so ist abnois ist so, aber wer sucht der Goyes Namen auf dem? Mech hat es got an Amonis. Das ist nicht so, der Chazok ist. Der Chazok ist abnois ist so. Aber so, it won't help. So if a Goyet has done the cleaning, so it won't help. Bechoyer. Aber, bei Amos, es kann sein, it's ja, nowadays, it's ja, also, it's ja, I'll tell you why. Because the problem is Gumas. And one of the site in Gumais, everything had Gumais. Somebody told me the other day, Segwein, as the brisker over Gabaka Matzus, he had a few people, to check the table Kaseda. The table wasn't like a glatter table, it's melamine, chweis, formica, these sort of zachen. You've got no Gumais. These tables don't have Gumais. Normal, most tables in our houses, they don't have Gumais. Those who remember 50 years ago, 60 years ago, a wooden table was grooves all over the place, green, all the satin grooves. So Chumgan, Briskerovig, he had two, three people to check all the grooves. And it's green, it was like a. Yeah? Yalu Horim, Yerdovakois, every tabletop was like that. You had to search in every. So I'm starting back matzahs. There was probably there were velgering matzahs on the table, which was full of grooves. Avada, it's green grooves, with stick of tag stuck in each one of them. It needed checking the whole time. Nowadays, you don't have tables like that. It's not just a petition with grooves. In fact, where are there any grooves? Where have you cleaned for Pesach nowadays? Which are covered. All our cupboards are made with came out with the cups. As our melamine, you know, these, you know, some melamine, what's on the top of these tables? So smooth melamine cover, and then comes the there's no grooves, there's no gaps, there's nothing. You can just give a wipe out, and that's it, it's gone. If we haven't got grooves, so the whole chi b'dikas chomus can zayin kemat in yishdo, because you're clean. If the whole vat of b'dikas is to be b'dikin the gumos, if you've got surfaces that are easily just wiped down, it's fits in the problem and there's no problem. So once you've been mechaber to chadurav and such even a goiter, once you've cleaned it out, she's yishdo gonish. Or you worry about chomus in the grooves and she doesn't check. There's no grooves. That if there's no grooves, there's no the ikka mitzvah from dikas chomus leir on there, because shit in the gemara, you're searching leir on there, you got to look in the gumos. That chiv in ishdu, that part of the chiv. So once you've done the sweeping out, the cleaning out the surfaces, it's clean. Atkadekachas, I think Rav Moshe Feinstein zuktochet hazoy azukta to clean, just wipe any place you can just wipe out the dirt that were in chumus, which is there, and you can see clearly it's not there anymore. That's it. It's not kachiv b'dikafil anymore. Make it adin. So melo ibazoi kimtois that lekul alma that nowadays that you clean out. Even the goiter cleans out, since the whole gemara is there, legaba gumos, but this is all mechavdos boidkos. When they sweep out something, they're boidik in the gumos as well. If you've got no gumos, you don't need that chazoka. If you don't need that chazoka, so a goiter is no worse than is no different from the Yiddish cleaner. Mela is a chayzavaneya. So that's why there's this chayzavaneya, the chiyev with the shar tzin zuktus. That one should put chumus down. Bits of chumus in the places to be. So zayla mokrim shemachnisim bechumus lekul alma. So on the one hand, it's a kula that you don't have to, you can rely on the goiter. The tzadacha should put chumus down to make sure that you're kind of mitzvah b'dika, because without that, can this have different name machnisim bechumus? Especially nowadays, Benoist Yisrael, the Elch of Benoist Yisrael, I feel they've got the goiter to clean it, to do the cleaning, but you follow them around. Megitz enoch, I'm kicked. Mahal kop. So Mela, that boy, the chazoka is Benoist Yisrael, Mechabdus the boyd coast gate, as a chazoka is of the boyd coast. The chazoka, the Mechabdus, they do all the day, the goiter, and the boyd coast, they do themselves. So Mahal kop. Or even without that, if everything's glatt, like nowadays, we don't have gumas, it's all shtaka mokum, the lohokun, and the ganze zach. It's all kaponim, is for effort, for us, the oilam is very makel in the actual bedika. Or on the other hand, mazal aruplegin shikla chumetz to be yitzer the chiyas of that proper chiyah, because without that can zayin it's a shalom bracha, because it can zayin mokum shemachis for chumetz. And Nachum Olei B'chazon, Nachum we said before that the person who puts down the piece of chumetz must not be the person who does the bedikas chumetz, otherwise it's nishkan bedikas stama chukukula. So this is the b'dikas chumetz. Now, b'dikas chumetz, you have to remember also in the cars. However, v'ima t'gadits, k'im sh'machnisim b'chumetz. The problem is a lot of people confuse Pesach cleaning with spring cleaning. One's got nothing to do with the other. Yeah, somebody complained to me today that they got the goiter and the goiter spent half the time there cleaning the very top of the kitchen cupboard, not the top door, because there's an inch of dust up. That's very fine, it's nishka chumetz. Yeah, you can leave that for Erev Shavuos. You don't have to do that Pesach of dafka. Oh. So this is the aponion in Hilchas B'dikas Chometz. Chogolta bissel umri in a few things which are negar to things one uses on Pesach, things one can use, one shouldn't use, one should be aware of. Yeah, somebody pointed out to me an interesting zach. You get flowers for Pesach. And the better shops put into the bunch of flowers as our flower food. You know, flower food? Kind of zekala.
Sachet.
Sachet, yeah. Like I'm all a good side of the crisps, you just get a sachet of salt to put in. So for the flowers, you put a flower food. That food is chumetz and roi lachina. Somebody told me the etit once. It's a roi lachina. So that is chumetz gomor. That's chametz gomor, it's roi lachina, and that you've got to get rid of before Pesach. You shouldn't wait till after the zman. That you've got to get rid of that sachet of flour food before Pesach. One of the inyonim, which every year gets more and more, is a shaila of pet foods. There used to be rabbits, then it's grown guinea pigs, then it's grown proper behemoths, people got goats, and people got chickens, and people got ducks. So a ganze menagerie, a ganze zoo in the garden. Yeah, and them stuff, the man and Nochamul, the Zachva, they've got to be very careful, and the people got chickens, or they call them chickens, and these chickens lay eggs. It's a geschmack. You make your kegel for Shabbos with fresh laid eggs. How do you know the mutter b'achila? For oif to be mutter b'achila, who are doing the eggs of the oif, it's got to be an oif which has got a masoira, it's a kosher off. There are many people around here, I've been to people's houses, seen. People got so-called chickens, which are called all different names. One of the best ones, the ones that people like the most, is called Silky. S-I-L-K-Y. Silky. Yeah, it's an interesting chicken. It doesn't look like a chicken, but it's called a chicken. Why is it called a chicken? It looks different. It hasn't even got a kabbalt. It hasn't even got a red crest. And it stands differently. It's got a different surah. As that chicken, you can't eat. It's got no masira. So the eggs from it, you also can't eat. And if you use them, people use them and fried with them and cooked with them and baked with them. As well as shayla father kalim. That's okay, not free in the shayla. Oh, it's not a kosher. Yeah, you get ducks. Some ducks are kosher, some ducks aren't kosher. Yeah, people around here, some people have had in the back gardens ducks from the park here. And they lay eggs in the back gardens. And the kimi ganze shailas of shluch hakan, how do you do it? Wer sucht kosher? Ja, kann sein, dass shluch hakan darf nicht auch machen, sei mir sofuk. You don't know, it's ja kosher nicht, aber if they got completely black beaks, you can't eat it. A duck with a black beak, you can't eat. If the duck's got a black beak, but it's got some streaks of yellow or white in it, kann man nicht, das schiet ihm in Hugim, da fängt eine Scheile. The only ducks which are mamish kosher are those where the beaks are completely yellow or white. There's no black in them at all. So that's missing. One's not always careful. People go out in the country and buy ducks' eggs. It's very interesting. One duck's egg equals, I don't know, how many chicken eggs? Quite a few. So it's economical. That's a schmack. Where's the concession? So just that's missing. These chickens and these eggs, you can't eat unless you know that the off that laid them, or the off which is it, is whether it's got a masoir or not. So one has to be careful. But other people got animals which have got masoir. There's a younger man who's got two goats in his garden, back garden. Yeah, there's a younger man, I think, in Stamford Hill, goes around walking his goats on the main road out. Not sure what propaganda he's making, but it's interesting to say. So you got goats. So what do you feed your animals with? So you've got to feed your animals with non-chumets or non-mine-dogon. So you're very careful. So you've got to what's after given. Because if you give mine-dogon to your animals, to your pets, to your fish, to your birds, if it gets wet, so that's a shalach m'chumets. So some people think, I have no problem, I'll sell it. I'll sell my aquarium, I'll sell with all the fish and the food to the goy, and then what? And who feeds the fish? I can feed the fish, why not? I'm feeding the goy's fish with the goy's food. Of them state, you can't do that. That's a haroma. You can't sell your fish or your animals to a goy together with the food, the chumetz, and then have the goy even feed it. It's kamen shmachem. The only answer to do is you sell your animals to one goy and sell the food for the animals to another goy. Yeah, and the other goy who's bought the food, he will feed the first goy, will pay that second goy to come and feed his animals with his food. So what I mean? Oh, so it's a balagan. Yeah, yontif comes around a goy dot and you talk to feed the animals. Off. It's not exactly yontif, Dick. Oh, but shkalisa, what are you going to carry out the aquarium and take it out? Try and carry an aquarium. So davison, you got to find kosher Pesach food for animals. That nobody's yet made the industry of out of it, but it'll come. That's what I'm wearing. Panosidus. About the while, you got to make sure you get things which are no chashash chumas. And as we already mentioned previous years, nowadays these pets and animals are quite sophisticated. Because the first time I was asked the Shaila about rabbits, I said, "What's the problem? Give a rabbit the carrots and lettuce." No, so you're behind the times. Nowadays the rabbits are very much more sophisticated. They don't eat these kind of things. They could have these pellets with a mouse and a chef, and they don't even know what to lettuce. They wouldn't know what to do with the lettuce leaf. So you've got to get them used to the kosher Pesach dikazachen beforehand. So if you've got all these kind of things, you've got to get them used to having kosher Pesach foods. So don't wait till Pesach. Try now. Try and feed them on matzah meal, other things, and there's no chashash of pets eating matzah before Pesach, before the era of Pesach, so you can use matzah meal, such a problem. Or fish, I think if you feed your fish a matzah meal, you'll have none left for after Pesach. So, but you've got to give them other things, there's bloodworms and frozen shrimps and the whole menu of Kenzin Shalphed Al Zacham. Or there are a lot of things you can give them. Listen, you've got to get kosher Pesach, things for kosher Pesach. You've got to work on it now, not wait till Erev Pesach. So that's with pets and things, that's a Zach Vadaf Gedenken. Just another, it's not a Sachzeit, but Bekitze, when you buy goods with the Hechsher Pesach, whatever you buy, again, what you don't buy, hasn't got a chashash. It's so the less you eat on Pesach, the less you can eat plenty, but the less you buy manufactured products to eat on Pesach, the better, because the less chashash chumas you've got with it. But if you do buy, make sure you're buying things which are be'emes kosher Pesach. And remember, you can't rely on the fact that the shops put goods in the Pesach shop, in the Pesach shelves, and kosher Pesach, because there are many items which look very similar, Pesach and non-Pesach, the color of the packaging, everything came out the same, and people don't read. Just see kosher Pesach shelves, and then it's happened here before. Somebody bought, and it's more than once, somebody bought a kosher Pesach, was like soup cubes, it was, I think, something like that, kosher Pesach. And they cooked everything for Pesach with those cubes. And it was all chumas. The whole kitchen was ice Pesach. Everything was, they had nothing, no food left, nothing. Gornish. You've got to be careful. So if you have to buy these things, double check before you buy. You might say loy kosher Pesach. Read the words carefully. Yeah, it could say actually loy Pesach. Some mechshim got on it loy Pesach, and you've got selective reading. You just see the word Pesach. You've got to look at the word beforehand, which might be around the corner on the packaging somewhere. Yeah, so you've got to know how to read what's on the packaging. So with those zechsen gave him, be very, very careful with what you buy for Pesach. Again, the less you buy of manufactured goods, the safer you are. So this can comes get from an English Yid, a very English gentleman. Yeah, not what you'd call a Heimish Yid at all. He says, you can't understand what's all Yid are buying so much things for Pesach. Well, we had fish, meat, potatoes, carrots, alachim. Who had all these things? Well, that's not Pesach. Yeah, it's a good time. Just not Pesach. Such can tell. Pesach is when you're it's Mamayat Abbasul, the Tavas Achila. That's only enough matzah. It doesn't rise. You haven't got the fully baked bread. So this is the union from Pesach. But yes, most of them. This won't help anyhow. When you do what you do buy, make sure you're buying and you read carefully and look carefully. Don't trust where the things have been put in the shop, because the goyim do it most of the time. And after Eden, Mahatish Kop. The Eden does his job. He still put the box, comes with this box on the shelves, he does it. So there are a lot of mechshodim can be averted if one takes care of that. So those are the few nekudas chagot ren ha'man achteval. So much of shalom do. Next Sunday, don't you? Next Sunday. Hemshech Yovim Yitzchem.
How do we know that Exegetus Yorah comes out?